Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
You're listening to DW60 on Sorcerer Radio.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go! We're burning daylight!
Stories from the Walt Disney World Resort on DW60. This is Press Row.
Time for the headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort. It's DW60's Press Row. However, you may be listening. Sorcerer Radio, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio. We're glad you're here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. Jeff Davis here with you. And we are now at 1,026 days without a nighttime parade over the Magic Kingdom. A little bit over, 2 weeks now until 2.5 weeks till D23. And we're hoping that we get a nighttime parade announcement during the Disney Parks panel at the D23 Expo. But I'm not going to hold my breath on that one. Got something else I want to talk about, though. This story originated back in 2018 about a woman who, you know, got upset about a bunch of people that were in line ahead of her to get, I think it was a Mickey pretzel. And she complained about, you know, all of these young people that were there, millennials. And she's like, you know, oh, millennials have no business being at a Disney park. If you don't have any kids, you shouldn't be here. Blah, blah, all this stuff and everything else. You know, so that came up in 2018. And then, for some reason, it got started again during the month of July. Last week, I believe. And a guy from the New York Post caught wind of it and decided, I'll write a story about this. And, I'm just in the kind of a mood right now where... I really want to talk about this, because this story that the guy from the New York Post wrote, just unbelievably wrong. Wrong in so many ways. He goes and I'm just going to read you portions of this article. He said in one part of it, the happiest place on earth, you say, while mom will win no prizes for speech writing. He's talking about this woman last year. Will win no prizes for speech writing or oration or, anything else. He says there is a glimmer of wisdom contained within her words. It's in so many words. I'm not going to read everything he said. One thing I did highlight in this, in the first part of it, he said, millennials are indeed in an unhealthy relationship with Disney. Wow. How much more bitter can you really get towards young people wanting to visit Walt Disney World, Disneyland, wherever it may be in the Disney parks? Could he be more wrong? He went on to say, let me say it again. Millennials are indeed in an unhealthy relationship with Disney, having granted control of so much of their leisure time and personality to a single enormous corporate entity meant for children. Meant for children is what he is calling the Disney parks. Back when Walt Disney himself opened Disneyland, he said something very specific when he talked to everybody for the first time, opening day. He said, To all who come to this happy place, welcome. He didn't say to all the children who come to this happy place. He didn't say to all the teenagers who come to this happy place. He said to all who come to this happy place. That means it does not matter whether you are young. It doesn't matter whether you're old. It doesn't matter whether you're single. It doesn't matter whether you are married. It doesn't matter if you have kids. It doesn't matter if you don't have kids. All are welcome to a Disney park. And this guy just doesn't like it. He doesn't like it at all. Crazy. He went on to say, but another ignored problem with letting kids brand control your adult life is the stupidity and culture ignorance it leads to. So now you're wanting to target millennials and you want to call them stupid and ignorant when it comes to culture. No. No. These kids are just, they're not kids. They're just millennials. These young adults, let's call them that. These young adults, these couples who are starting off in life or just single people who just want to go and have a good time. They're not stupid. Nothing like that. They're not ignorant. Nothing like that. Not ignorant at all. This guy he kills me. On the different things that he is saying. He talked about a 2018 morning consult survey that showed that 75% of non-parent millennials were interested in going to a theme park that year. What's wrong with that? What, because they don't want to go to Paris? They don't want to go to Japan? Or they don't want to go to Mexico? Or Chicago or some other place they want to visit a theme park? Why is that so bad? I think it's a fantastic, great way to spend your time by visiting a Disney park. There is so much for every single age range that a Disney park offers. We all know this. I don't have to tell you. It offers everything from the smallest toddler to the oldest couple who's been married for over 50 years. The Disney parks offers something for everybody. Everyone. It does not, like I said, it doesn't matter if you're old. Doesn't matter if you're young. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, Asian, Indian, Arab, whatever. It does not matter. Disney parks offers something for everybody. And it's a great, wonderful time that creates so many fantastic memories. So when somebody like this from the New York Post, who I don't really consider all that great of a newspaper in the first place, I'll tell you that. It used to be years ago. Now, it's to me, it's just a failing dinosaur. And this guy, obviously, maybe he just doesn't have any kids himself. I don't know. But the thing is, millennials, don't listen to people like this. Don't listen to people who are going to degrade you simply because you like going to a Disney park. Don't believe it. Don't give in to that. If Disney parks are something that you're passionate about, it's something that drives your life, that you want to visit on a daily basis, by golly, you do it. Go to that park every single day, if you can. Make sure you go to your jobs, too, or if you're in, you know, college near a Disney park, go to your classes. But go to the Disney parks. Go to Downtown Disney out in California. Go to Disney Springs. Go ride Space Mountain 50 times. If that's what you love, you do it. Don't listen to a person like this from the New York Post, obviously, who just hates his life. Maybe it's just because he hasn't had an opportunity to visit a Disney park. Maybe that's the reason. I don't know. But it's stuff like this that just, it just burns me up to target the millennial generation and say, you're stupid and you're ignorant for spending your money going to a Disney park. I don't think that's true at all. You hold on to that. You keep going to that Disney park. It's not just for kids. It's an opportunity for us to relive our childhood sometimes. It's an opportunity for us to make brand new magical memories, and it's an opportunity for families to just enjoy themselves. But like what this lady said, Disney Parks is not just for kids, and just because there's a lot of people in line ahead of you does not mean that they don't belong here. They paid their admission just like you did. They want that Mickey pretzel just like you do, and they're entitled to it, so that doesn't give you the right to say you don't belong. Guess what? Yes, millennials, you belong at Walt Disney World. You belong in the Magic Kingdom, you belong at Epcot, you belong at Hollywood Studios, and you belong at the Animal Kingdom. So what if you don't have any kids? So what if this guy from the New York Post says to you, you're wasting your money away when you could be going to Paris? Like I said before, if you want to go to Disney, you go. Don't listen to garbage like this. Go to a Disney park. That's all I have to say about that. This guy, I tell you what. All right. Aside from that, just give me a second here. Give me a second. I don't want to get too worked up on this. All right. So coming off of Christmas in July, last week for DW60. fun show. Really fun show. Really enjoyed playing all of the holiday music. And we talked a lot about the upcoming holiday things to do at the Walt Disney World Resort, which, of course, is going to be fantastic. You know this. But Disney's Animal Kingdom is going to have even more festive decor and new entertainment in every land of the park this holiday season. They've released a little bit more information. Now, over on Discovery Island at the center of the theme park, the magic of the holiday is going to come to life during the day and evening hours. Then when you go over to Discovery Island, you can feast your eyes on the celebration of winter by a lot of handcrafted things that, you know, artists have put together that you can check out. Also, the holiday gathering of winter animals realized in the form of life-size artisan sculpted puppets on Discovery Island. That's pretty cool. During the daytime hours, reindeer, foxes, polar bears, penguins, and more will interact with guests while musicians play festive music. This has never been done before in the Animal Kingdom. This is fantastic. Remember Mickey's Jammin' Jungle Parade? They had kind of had a little bit of a holiday twist on that. They haven't had anything holiday-wise at Animal Kingdom since that. This is kind of cool. They also said the rooftop luminaries and bird lanterns placed around Discovery Island are going to bring a warm and festive glow to the entire village. When nighttime approaches, they're at Disney's Animal Kingdom. The Tree of Life itself shimmering, sparkling in the night. Going to be alive with the magic of nature and the spirit of the holidays. Just another reason to visit the Disney parks, young and old, for the holiday season in 2019. Very exciting. I don't know about anybody else. I was sad to see Santa Radio go off of Seasons this past week on Monday. Waves is fantastic. Love it. Love the music. But I'm really ready for that all-time holiday music. That's just me. It's going to be a good time this holiday season at a Walt Disney World Resort vacation. So if you want to celebrate the return of the Main Street Electrical Parade, which we all know is going to be at the Disneyland Park, Disney is going to be doing a live stream of the classic nighttime spectacular. Disney Parks blog is going to be sharing the first parade on, today, as a matter of fact. Going to be making its way down Main Street, USA. Live stream starts this evening at 8:55 p.m. for those listening live on SR right now. Now, if you're going to be in the park, the parade starts at 8:45 p.m. near It's a Small World. You can watch it on Facebook, you know, YouTube, stuff like that, if you want to. The return of the Main Street Electrical Parade. It is a limited time engagement. It's going to be going twice nightly, 8:45 and 10:45, through September the 30th. So it's going to be around for a while. First parade is today. Wow. Wish I could be there for it. I've had a lot of wish I could be there for it this week. Oh, if you watched Nicole and I's live stream from last week, you know why I said that. Yeah. A lot of I wish this week. All right. There is a brand new Disney PhotoPass studio that is opened in the Magic Kingdom. It's available to our park guests. The new studio is located in Fantasyland inside of Sir Mickey's near the exit location for Princess Fairy Tale Hall. PhotoPass cast members are ready to take guest pictures in front of a backdrop of woodland scenes. There's also a really nice and beautiful glass slipper that's on a pillow on display. It's also available. The hours for the new PhotoPass studio are the same as the Magic Kingdom Park hours, so lots of time to check that out if you want to. All right, all guests who ride the Tower of Terror there at Disney's Hollywood Studios will have the ability to get a brand new magic shot. So new magic shots are the thing to do. And you can preview the animated magic shot, but only if you have Memory Maker or Memory Maker One Day Entitlement downloaded. Now, guests need to wear their magic band when riding the attraction, and once you link the on-ride photo to your Disney account, the animated magic shot is going to appear in the PhotoPass gallery. Memory Maker and Memory Maker One Day can be purchased within the My Disney Experience app. It's a pretty cool shot, too. At first, you're looking at the Tower of Terror itself, and then it zooms in really fast, and it shows of everybody in the picture that was on the attraction with you at that time. You know, screaming, hold their hands up, doing whatever. It zooms into that, and then it zooms right back out again. Some nice special effects with the tower, stuff like that. Very cool magic shot. So make sure you do all that stuff with your My Disney Experience account if you want to see that. If you're going to be visiting the Magic Kingdom, you may see the construction that's going on near the existing bus bag check area. There's a brand new tent that has been constructed, and they're using that as a temporary area to do bag checks, as construction is going to begin on a new Magic Kingdom entrance overhaul project. Now, we're hoping that this project is going to be done in time for Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary. I mean, we're only talking a year and a couple of months here. And here lately, you know, Disney has not been known for speeding through their construction phases. So things are going to be a little bit crazy when it comes to getting around the Magic Kingdom entrance. Not just the Ticket and Transportation Center anymore. Now it's the Magic Kingdom entrance. They're redoing everything in that area. A lot of blueprints have been released. You know, pictures that we've seen. Looks like it's going to be a really great area. Everybody's going to be funneled into the area they need to be. And so it looks good. It looks good. But so, another spot at Walt Disney World where there's construction. There's construction all over the place at the parks. It's happening at Hollywood Studios. Magic Kingdom now. Epcot. Lots of stuff going on. So let's hope that they get done with it quick. And have that finished for the 50th anniversary. All right, Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith is celebrating its 20th anniversary at Disney's Hollywood Studios today. Disney Parks blog showed off some exclusive attraction merchandise for the anniversary. So that is going to be available today in the parks if you're going to be wanting that over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. It's going to be at the Rock Around the Shop. And Once Upon a Time on Sunset Boulevard is where you can pick that stuff up. So head over there today. Will probably be available maybe through the weekend. It just depends on how quickly the merchandise goes. We will see. But 20 years for Rock and Roller Coaster. That's fantastic. We've been talking a lot about, you know, Halloween and Christmas and stuff. Don't forget that you also need to plan for New Year's at Walt Disney World. That's part of the holiday season, but everybody talks about, you know, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. But for those of you who want to visit Walt Disney World for New Year's, there's a lot of things going on. Rooftop celebrations. This year for New Year's Eve, guests at Walt Disney World will have two new tower hotels, dining venues to consider for their plans, with the Grand Destino Tower over Disney's Coronado Resort, excuse me, having just opened up earlier this month. You'll have the Disney Riviera Resort which is opening in December. Two brand new areas where you can enjoy New Year's Eve. Disney's Contemporary Resort, you know, it remains an option if you want to check that out. Just a lot of things. Coronado Springs has an event party going on. You can celebrate the new year at an elegant party at Toledo Tapas Steak and Seafood at the Grand Destino Tower. What else do we have here? Stuff going on over at the Contemporary Resort. Let's see, what else? New Year celebration at the Contemporary. Very nice thing going on at the Fantasia Ballroom, which includes cuisine, live music, dancing, and unique photo opportunities. They say Disney chefs will be building tasting stations inspired by Disney signature restaurants from across Walt Disney World Resort. That's happening at the Contemporary. You want to check that out. Stuff going on. Let's see here. I got a few other things I wanted to talk about. Lots of different things. There's a Pixar party going on at the Contemporary at Disney's Boardwalk Resort. Countdown to 2020 at Atlantic Dance Hall. Ink and Paint Club is going to have a party. And let's see, what else do we have here? Stuff going on at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. They've got a New Year's celebration. Narcoossee's offers early dinner reservations, a relaxed, casual, elegant experience is what they call it. And later dinner times featuring a three-piece band and dance floor. So if you want to, you know, just kind of ease into the new year a little bit, you can do that at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. Victoria Albert's has a New Year's celebration. It is the only AAA 5 Diamond and Forbes Travel Guide 5-star restaurant in Florida. They will have a champagne reception and then a wine dinner. Booking information is available soon over on the Walt Disney World Resort website. Lots of things. And then, of course, you have the option of spending your New Year's Eve in the parks. Of course, the Magic Kingdom has a fantastic fireworks display going on for New Year's Eve, and you can expect lots and lots of people. Capacity for the park, more than likely. Also, you can check out Epcot. Usually has a fantastic showing as far as New Year's Eve goes. Disney's Hollywood Studios could be all something brand new this year. Don't know. Maybe they'll do something with Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, a party for that. Who knows? Hard to say. But usually, every single park has got a lot of people and everybody having a fantastic time. So do not forget about going to the Disney parks for New Year's as we welcome 2020. 2020. Goodness. Time is moving fast. That's really all I've got for Disney news. It's crazy because the closer we get to the D23 Expo, this happens every couple of years, we get closer and closer, and the news just kind of dies down a little bit, almost to a crawl, where you really don't hear all that much. And then D23 weekend comes up, and it just blows up. Everything starts coming out like crazy. And so we're just going to be at that point eventually. That's my birthday weekend for D23, so I'll have to watch all of the Disney Parks panel and everything else probably on Sunday. So I know what's happening on Saturday. We'll see what happens. I have no idea. You can ask me what I think is coming for D23 this year. I have no clue. I'm not going to speculate. A lot of people think, oh, a fifth park, you know. That's a big rumor right now. Hard to say. How many times have we heard that before? I don't know. Would we love to see it? Yeah, we'd love to see it, but you know what's going to happen in the process. Price on them tickets going to go up, you know? So, we'll just have to wait and see. With Universal making their announcement yesterday on a third gate, and that's about all I know about that, could prompt Disney to want to say, hey, guess what? We're opening up a fifth park here at Walt Disney World. Yeah, Disney and Universal kind of do this back and forth thing a lot. So we'll just have to wait and see. It's not a guarantee. But I have noticed throughout the years, 1 year at D23, lots of great, fantastic announcements. The next one that comes, they kind of die down a little bit. Construction updates, you know, this is when stuff is going to be opening. Not all that great. And then the next one comes up and they're like, oh, we're announcing this, 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 and this, and this. So last year, 2 years ago, D23 was, you know, kind of an update on a lot of things. A couple of things were announced. I tend to think that maybe this D23 is going to be pretty big. We'll just have to wait and see. Those are your headlines from the Walt Disney World Resorts here on Press Row.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
It's the summer of Sorcerer Radio. You can be a part of the summer festivities by getting one of our free Summer of Sorcerer Radio stickers and putting it anywhere you want. You can put them on cars, bikes, books, children.
What?
Just about anywhere. Get your free Sorcerer Radio sticker by sending us a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 207, Prairieville, Louisiana, 70769. That's P.O. Box 207, Prairieville, Louisiana, 70769. Now back to the music right here on Sorcerer Radio.
Are you a park opener? Maybe you love the smell of pirate water. Here at Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company, we're a little sweet on Gaston, and we think you might be too. Bring these magically inspired scents to your home, or it could be off with your head. Magically scent your world at magicallyscented.com.
Summer's here, so why not cool off with an iced coffee from Expedition Roasters? All our coffees can be brewed right over ice at your home for a refreshing, cool treat. Top it off with whipped cream, chocolate, or even a scoop of ice cream for a special summer coffee that's sure to please. So start your coffee adventure today by visiting us at expeditionroasters.com to find out more about brewing iced coffee at your home and to shop our unique Disney and pop culture themed coffees. And be sure to use coupon code SR20 to save 20% off your first purchase with us. That's SR20 at expeditionroasters.com. Brew your happy place.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
Oh, man, that's good! Yeah, man! You think calypso music is hot? You wait till you taste the pepper on this one! Ha!
Iko brings us to the end of our show. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Now, if you need to get in contact with me, send me an email. Send it to dw60@srsounds.com. You can contact me on Twitter at dw_60. You can send a message to the DW60 Press Row Facebook page, or you can contact me in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. You want to hear DW60 in its entirety? Listen every single Friday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, with a replay at 7 p.m. Eastern over at srsounds.com. This is Jeff Davis, DW60's Press Row Podcasts. Have a magical day.
No, my pop was and your pop was swimming up.
Aw, man, they're in my head again.
Not having a good day and those monkeys are in your head again? Relax, let a little magic in instead. For all the magical fun, go to DisneyLiveCams.com.
This is Sorcerer, thanking you, the listeners, for your continued support of Sorcerer Radio, a station committed to bringing the best Disney programming in keeping with Walt Disney's vision, a station where children and parents can have fun listening together and also transporting you back to that favorite place that you all love so much, Walt Disney World. Thanks again for listening. Have a magical day.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.